books are preserved, boxed, saved. I wanted to strip her down and lock us inside and have her, but I was patient. I gave her a W-9 and a pen.
"You know, I could help you go yard sailing for old books," she said. "You never know what you're going to find at yard sales."
I smiled. "Only if you promise not to call it yard sailing." Amy smiled. The way she saw it, if she was going to work here, she was going to make a dent. She wanted us to travel uptown to estate sales and hunt library clearances and jam our hands into empty boxes on the street. She wanted to work together. And this is how you get to know someone so well, so fast. You descend into musty, vacated rooms together, and you rush outside together to gulp the fresh air and laugh and agree that the only thing to do now is get a drink. We became a team. An old woman pushing a walker looks up at me. I smile. She points at the violets.
"You're a good boy."
I am. I thank her and keep walking. Amy and I started dating a few months ago while we were on the Upper East Side in a dead man's parlor. She tugged on the lapel of the navy blazer she had bought for me, $5, at a tag sale. She pleaded with me to drop